Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to our seventh episode of Studio U Chicago. Wow, what a journey we've been on together. My affection for you guys only grows stronger with each episode. So to start off this episode, we are going to be listening to a trio of songs from a class of 2023 student, Hannah. And then later on in the second half, we are going to be conducting an exclusive interview with Cousin Simple, a band based out of Ohio, but one that is very near and dear to my heart. As I said, coming up first, we have songs from Hannah Wilson Black, a student in the class of 2023, and I first heard about her by checking out some of the finalists in the UC Vision contest, where her song I Stay was, I believe it won, or something good happened with it. Whatever it was, I'm happy for her, and I'm happy for you guys, because you're going to get to listen to it. So first, we're going to listen to I Stay. Let's check it out.
You know me, I've been trying to leave, but I stay. Losing my mind, but I keep every word that you say. I pretend when I see you again that it won't be the same. But we meet like a wave to a shore or a moth to a flame. So if I don't drown first, I'm gonna get burned. I guess I don't mind love. I'll be warm. I stay, all my strings are cut loose, but I can't walk away, and I'm thin in the heart, and I'm thick in the head, and I'm drawn back to you like the earth to the dead, and I stay. Foot out the door, but I'm guessing it won't last the fall. The world could be starting to burn, and I'd wait for your call. Should know better by now, I have mapped out the ways that it aches. If I learn anything, I just make more exciting mistakes. If you don't drown me, I'll be shot with your smile. Guess I'll take off my coat, love, and stay for a while. I stay, all my strings are cut loose, but I can't walk away, and I'm thin in the heart, and I'm thick in the head, and I'm drawn back to you like the earth to the dead, and I stay. Stay. I always expect the worst. It's not my fault, it's my human curse. So why do I hold out hope for you? Why do I stay? I stay. All my strings are cut loose, but I can't walk away, and I'm thin in the heart, and I'm thick in the head, and I'm drawn back to you like the earth to the dead, and I stay, and I stay. I stay, all my strings are cut loose, and I'm thin in the heart, and I'm thick in the head, and I'm drawn back to you. And I stay, and I stay.
Mm-hmm.
Next from Hannah, we have Break Like Glass. Ooh.
Up late again on my starter phone, learning what it's like to never be alone. I found someone just like me, smart and mean when he wants to be. I can argue with him all night long. I can't sleep until I prove him wrong. And baby, that's the kind of high that I came back to every night. And it's a game of give and take, fun until my heart starts breaking. It's a game that never lasts. We pose like diamonds till we break like glass. I hate his sharpness and his lies, but my friends say that feelings butterflies. Wanna be strong, so I hold it in, with my feelings bottled up like him. And when he shows me where he bleeds, I laugh at him like he laughed at me. An amateur manipulator, they say I'll hate him first and love him later. And it's a game of give and take, fun until my heart starts breaking. It's a game that never lasts. We pose like diamonds till we break. Say it's easy, waiting for the love you know you need. But when this one says he's only teasing, I believe him, and I can see it. It's a game of give and take, fun until starts breaking. It's a game that never lasts. We pose like diamonds till we break like glass. All the years I fought with him, thinking it turned to devotion. It's a game of hot and cold. We pose like diamonds, but it gets so old.
And rounding off our trio of Hannah songs, we're going to end with This Close.
I watched the light in the sand by follow you anywhere, but I won't hold your hand. With how you tease, how you taunt, you've left me sitting here unsure of what you want. Reel me in, or cut the line. There must be something stopping you from making up your mind. In the meantime, I love you halfway. I love you almost. I love you nearly. I love you this close. And if you would let me, I'd give you my whole heart. But you keep me this far apart. So I love you this close. I love you this close. I've only got eyes for you, and you've got eyes for me, plus maybe one or two. I shouldn't leave my hidden heart here in your hands, but I can't bring myself to threaten making other plans. I play it cool, don't break the rules. Never before have I so gladly suffered fools, 'cause that fool is you. I love you almost. I love you nearly. I love you this close. And if you would let me, I'd give you my whole heart. But you keep me this far apart. So I love you this close. I love you. I love you halfway. I love you almost. I love you nearly. I love you this close. And if you would let me, I'd give you my whole heart. But you keep me this far apart. So I love you this close. I love you almost. I let you this close.
Wow, just a collection of absolute bangers. Thank you so much for the songs, Hannah. I was getting very strong Regina Spektor vibes. Not at all sure if that's what you were going for, but I was hearing it nonetheless. Okay, now we're going to transition into the next part of our show, where we talk with Cousin Simple, a band based out of Columbus, Ohio. So, yes, they don't go to UChicago, but I will say that is the only flaw I've been able to find with these guys. They're otherwise quite great, quite entertaining, and they make pretty damn good music, too. So let's get into the interview and check things out. Hey, guys.
What's Hello. Up?
Why don't we just start by each of you introducing yourselves?
Okay. Sure. My name's Mitch. I play bass and piano in the band.
My name's Harsh. I'm the singer.
I'm Ryan, and I play guitar.
And together, the three of you guys are?
Cousin Simple.
So this is Cousin Simple, the band. How long have you guys been together? How long have you been playing as a band?
Oh, wow.
Almost 4 years now.
What? It's longer, isn't it?
I think.
Is it longer?
What was our junior year?
What are we counting? What's the official starting point here?
I think Instaband.
Yeah, junior year.
6 years, I think, then?
No.
We're no,
four?
4 years.
4 years.
Time flies.
4 years.
It's 4 years. 4 years. Final answer.
4 years. So what, you guys met in high school?
We actually knew each other a lot before that. We they went to the same elementary school since about first grade, and I joined their school in seventh grade, and that's when we became really good friends. But we didn't start really making music until high school, and then our junior year is when we got started playing live shows and like writing our own songs.
Yeah, so I'd definitely be interested to hear about the live show aspect of it. But I'm also curious to know, so were each of you doing your own separate thing musically before you linked up together?
No.
We kind of all started, or at least me and Will started playing guitar at the same time. So we kind of
In eighth grade, we started trying to like play covers of songs and stuff like that. And then what we did was Ryan and I both learned how to play guitar And then, yeah, we just started playing kind of together. We didn't do much before we played together, and then it just kind of took on its own animal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what to call it, but yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of weird. Yeah, thinking about it, I mean, we didn't really do anything before.
No.
Until, like, the band, and then we learned how to play because we wanted to be in a band. So, yeah.
That's really cool. Where did the desire to be in a band come from?
I mean, I've always growing up, I listened to music all the time. My parents are big into bands. So, you know, I was raised on, you know, kind of the classics of stuff like Billy Joel, Elton John, The Who, Rolling Stones, you know, just everyday 70s parent stuff, I guess. But no, and then I think
my parents were, my dad was in a band in high school too, called Emotion, spelled ocean, like ocean, like the waves.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he was in a band, which made me kind of want to be in a band, and he's very musical. So,
and I kind of just like was friends with them. So
tagged along for the ride.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened. I mean, we didn't really like think about it. We didn't make like a conscious effort of like, oh, we're going to be a band. I mean, we would just mess around in like Mitch's basement, just writing, just kind of with stuff. And then we ended up wanting to cover songs. And then that turned into wanting to write our own songs. And then that turned into wanting to, you know, make them better. So it just kind of happened over a little bit of time. Yeah.
At some point down the line, you started playing shows and stuff. Where was the transition to that?
Yeah. So when we were like Mitch was saying, we were juniors in high school. We had put out a couple songs on SoundCloud under like a couple different band names. We were kind of, to be honest, nervous about having anybody know that we were in a band. I mean, we all played sports and stuff, and I don't think people really ever saw us as people who would.
It's like High School Musical.
Yeah, it was very like we were worried about what people's expectations of us were. I don't know if they were going to hear it and think that it was crap or garbage, whatever. But then our one buddy was like, hey, there's this Battle of the Bands competition that's like forming and a deadline's coming up and I think you should enter it. And we were like, all right, well, we've never played before, so we're going to have to practice a lot. And we had so much stuff going on because we went to a really hard high school and we were all, like I said, playing sports. And we all just kind of made the decision. It was like one day, like at a gym or something like that. It was a really weird kind of thing. And we all decided that we were going to start practicing before school twice a week at like 6:30 in the morning. And then so that we could play this thing. And we're like, all right, well, we're doing it. And we were very worried that we were going to be there. We would not be good. So we decided we needed to practice a lot. And then, yeah, we started playing shows after that. Yeah, big shout out to our buddy Nathaniel for helping us with that. So,
well, how did that Battle of the Bands go?
It went really well. We actually ended up winning, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had like two songs, and we just practiced playing the two songs over and over and over again. And yeah, it was like two parts. There was like a semifinal and then like a final. So we did the semifinal and ended up getting like first in the rankings going into that other thing. And we're like, oh, you know, we might have a shot to actually win this. This would be crazy. And then we kept practicing and a bunch of our friends and family came, like we had a ton of support, which is awesome.
I guess. Yeah. After that, we just started realizing that getting shows and playing live shows around Columbus wasn't that hard and that we could, you know, set up these shows with these other bands. And so that's what we did after that first Battle of the Bands competition. We played over 60 shows in our first year of like being in a band just because we wanted to get in front of as many people as we could.
And like learn from it too. I mean, that's a lot of what we were doing. It wasn't like we knew what we were doing every step of the way. In fact, it was probably the exact opposite. It was more so like trial by fire. It would, you know, we'd show up to a show. People would be like, you know, do you have this thing? You know, are you guys ready to do this? And we'd be like, we have no idea what any of that stuff is. And we just kind of have to fly by the seat of your pants and make it work. So yeah, just using every show as like a learning experience was pretty much what we did just off the bat to give ourselves more, I don't know, just to get better, I would say. Yeah.
So as you guys can probably tell, Cousin Simple, very charismatic guys, very energetic. And they actually did something extremely cool, which we have not had done for the show as of yet, which is that they recorded live covers of their songs specifically to play on this episode. So we're going to be listening to three of those songs now. But yeah, I mean, kind of, I just wanted to get across how cool it was that they were willing to do that. So we're going to be listening to the first of these exclusive Studio U Chicago edition songs. First up, we have We Know.
Well, I guess it started, we couldn't stop. Staying out all night, instead of reading up. Don't tell me different, heard it all before. Round and round and round again. We go round and round and round again. We know that you're looking, we know it's hard to watch. We know we're in the middle, yeah, the middle is tough. We know what you're thinking, we know enough's enough. We know we're in the middle, yeah, the middle is tough. You've been fighting the same old war, making up new rules, don't know what for. Line, draw the line, draw the line in the sand. Cause let me tell ya, I'ma cross it again. We know that you're looking, we know it's hard to watch. We know we're in the middle, yeah, the middle is tough. We know what you're thinking, we know enough's enough.
Wow, very exciting, and definitely a nice shift in style from the original. Both very good, but I especially liked this one. Next up, we have Strangers.
Head stuck in the lampshade, trying to turn you my way. I've been trying, baby, you don't seem to care. Tell me something I don't know. People like to go slow. I don't like to go slow. You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. Let me show you around. You need somebody. Darling, I'm somebody. Come on, crash my party. Bring me right on down. Bumming money off of my folks. Kissing you, I'm so close. I've been trying, baby. You don't seem to care. They've been sipping, now they're blacked out. Had a tab, now they're cashed out. That don't change the fact that You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. Let me show you around. You need somebody. Darling, I'm somebody. Come on, crash my party. Bring me right on down. Got caught on the highway, going faster than I should be. Got lost in a blue eyes. God knows that I try, but I can't stop the feeling now. Can't stop the feeling now. Time is ticking and I don't know how. Can't stop the feeling now. You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. You don't know any strangers. Let me show you around. You need somebody. Darling, I'm somebody. Come on, crash my party. Bring me right on down.
Okay, and rounding off our collection of Cousin Simple songs for the moment, we have Boy Dot Girl, also played on last week's show, but, you know, this time it's a different version.
Tonight's the night, so it's last night. We can talk about tomorrow when it gets here. The sun is down, so come on. Use up my youth until the youth is gone. Time and poison, young man's treasure. Heart on the sleeve of my favorite sweater. Got nothing to do, oh, what could be better? Say, what's a boy? What's a boy? What's a boy? What's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy, what's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy, what's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy, what's a girl? Come out and play like every day. Oh, get you, and we'll parade. We're gonna march down the road. Yeah, nobody can stop us in our party clothes. Diamond poison, young man's treasure. Running on empty, I could go forever. Got me asking, what could be better? Got me asking, what's a boy? What's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy? What's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy? What's a girl? Without any love, without any love, what's a boy? What's a girl? I left my headache in the back of the taxi. Stepping now because the world can be so sweet. You hate it when people say that all the youth is wasted.
Get better every time I listen to them. Isn't that right, folks? Okay. Cousin Simple, guys, please tell me about these songs that we just played.
Boy Girl, you know, we wrote a lot of these songs that we're kind of releasing now. We wrote a while ago and just kind of have been working on over and over again and then kind of like perfecting them. So what's been fun about Boy Girl, really, we wrote at a time when we, I don't know about everybody, but I felt like we were having the most fun I'd ever had in my life. You know, we were living by ourselves on like Ohio State campus. But we weren't going to school. We were playing, you know, playing music all the time, and we worked jobs to pay the rent. But other than that, we didn't really work. And so when we started writing these songs, I started writing these lyrics, it was during that time. And it was during having all of this, you know, just endless amounts of like good stuff happening. And then to kind of have it be changed over this last kind of year has been really interesting. So, you know, this song has kind of taken in a different, you know, a different light for, I know it has for me. But I think for all of us, just kind of not a tinge of sadness, but like some nostalgia there, you know, kind of missing those times, but also kind of, you know, excited for, obviously, for hopefully that to happen again, hopefully for us to be, you know, just having this worry-free kind of moment. I don't know if you guys want to have anything you want to say about it as well, Boy Girl. Or
yeah, I think the same thing for like Boy Girl and We Know kind of go into each other. I think We Know definitely took on a new meaning when the pandemic hit, but I don't really know where
they're,
I was going with
just
that.
Like a time stamp of like who we were at that time, I think, just like living in that house together. It was the first time we were kind of living together on our own, and I don't know, kind of just what we were going through.
Yeah, growing and having fun and doing things wrong and trying to make them right. Yeah.
But Strangers is the other song we're doing, and that song has got a lot deeper rooted meaning for us, because through that, the first couple years, we would always end our sets with Strangers, and it was always a song to get the crowd pumped and to get people moving. And so that's just a fun song for us. We always have fond memories about that song and playing it live.
And that was one of like the Strangers is one of the first songs that we wrote too. You know, when we were first learning how to write music and learning how to write songs, Strangers was one of the ones that we were first really proud of. And we kind of, I think looking back on it, used that as a template for what we did after, you know, what we're still doing, you know, how to write a song, what we want the crowd to be doing. You know, when we play this song, what do we want to have happening? And Strangers was the first one that we really felt like, wow, like this is it. This is what we want people to be doing when they're listening to our music. We want them to be having this experience. And I think we've kind of taken that and run with it. You know, we always want people to be, you know, getting a certain reaction from our songs. And I think Strangers was the first one that really did that. So, yeah.
That's great. And that's actually so insightful, the thought process that you described right there. Because, I mean, on this show, I've been talking to a lot of different artists. I would say that most of them are kind of in the beginning stages where they're creating a ton of different types of music, and they're not really sure exactly the style that they want to go in. And it sounds like, from what you were saying, that Strangers was sort of a point at which you were like, oh, we should lean into this, because this is the type of music that we want to be making.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, we definitely felt like we should lean into the energy that this song was bringing early. And yeah, I mean, I still think we're in the beginning. Like, I still think we're finding out who we are and fine tuning it and trying out different things. But I think it's important to know that we are able to bring this energy, and that we're able to, I mean, something that we try to do all the time is kind of have something that you can sing along to, you can, you know, scream the lyrics in a concert hall. But then also, if you sit down and like you like look at what the song is saying and you feel the song, it kind of hits you on hopefully somewhat of a more personal level. And this song kind of had both of those. You know, it was a lot of drawing from personal experiences that we had growing up, and, you know, different moments that we wanted to remember. And then also just wanting to be able to chant this thing, you know, just wanting to be able to sit there and have everyone else have the same feeling as you. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of funny. I've never really talked it out like this before. I've never like gone through it step by step. So it's kind of interesting thinking about it like this. But yeah.
Yeah.
So are you guys in college right now?
So we're taking a couple classes each You know, what we did, we were all taking full-time classes at Ohio State our freshman year. And then we really started seeing a lot of progress with the band. And this was always something that we said, if we got the opportunity to go for it, we would. So we decided, you know, screw it, we're going to do this. You only get to be young and in a band once. We're going to try to go for this and make this our living. And we were doing really well. I feel like we had a lot of momentum. You know, we made a lot of new songs that we were really proud about and had been talking to a lot of important, I mean, people that we deem are important people in the music industry.
We were excited about it.
And just kind of decided, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take some time off of school and we're going to focus just on this and work just so we can pay the rent until we need to. And hopefully we won't ever have to go back to school, really. And then it was really weird because, you know, shortly after that, we got the pandemic happened. So it was this weird moment of kind of gathering all your courage, doing the jump, like taking the leap of faith. You know, a lot of people say being in a band is hard, next to impossible to do, to, you know, be successful at. And we thought, okay, we can do this. We're very close. And then to have something like the pandemic come in and, you know, sideline you for a completely different reason, at least for us, we didn't feel like it was anything that we necessarily did.
I don't think you guys caused the pandemic.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear.
Cousin Simple did not cause COVID.
Did not cause the pandemic. But no, so it's just been weird because we gathered up all this stuff and we were like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to make it happen. And then now we just kind of are in this weird limbo of this is still what we want to do.
We can't play live shows.
Yeah. And we can't do a lot of what we loved from, you know, when we were in the band. But just really the day in, day out grind of we're paying our own bills. Like we're living by ourselves right now. And we're not really getting to do everything that we thought we were going to get to at least try to do with the band. And it's just kind of been an interesting test, I think. Because I think if anything, this really, you know, it's easy to do something when it's really easy for you, if that makes any sense. Like when everything's coming really easy and nothing's really a struggle, it's really easy to be like, yes, I want to keep doing this. But for us now, you know, it is more of a grind, and it's more of a day in, day out thing of us trying to make this a reality. So that's what we've been doing the last year.
And even like balancing like the two classes that we were taking this semester, like it was super hard to balance that with all the stuff that we wanted to do with the band.
Taking classes, working full-time jobs, and being in a band and wanting to do the best at everything. It's such a unique scenario, I feel like, because I think being in a band is, you know, unique to everybody that's in a band themselves. You know, every artist has a different story, but having to become a new artist and become a band that's trying to make it amidst the coronavirus and everything like that, it's a different animal. So it's been really interesting just kind of learning more about, I think we've all learned a ton about ourselves and just kind of having to dig deep and see if this is really something that we still want to do. And I think we all kind of came to a resounding yes, this is still what we want to do. And we're going to do whatever we can to make it happen.
So. Right. And it seems especially challenging because you haven't gotten to see anything about how it actually would be going if things were normal. You've essentially been spending a year just waiting and without getting any information of, oh, was this a good idea or not?
You're so right. Like it would have almost... And I don't know if I agree with what I'm about to say or not, but I feel like at sometimes it would have almost been better to have done this, gone for it, and then have somebody just be like, you know what, kids, like, you're not good enough. Like, this, you aren't good or whatever. Go back to school. That would have been fine. I would have been like, all right, gave it a shot. Instead,
right.
We were like, I think we can still do this. Like, I think people think we're good. I don't know. And just having this weird...
To fight the self-doubt. It's a lot of ebbs and flows. Too, yeah. So.
Because it's hard because with us, I mean, we feel like we've been somewhat, it's hard to see because we don't see a lot of the returns of what we're doing. You know, like we don't get to see people liking the new songs that we're making. We don't get to see, you know, if people still want to come to our shows. Like we have no way to really gauge what's going on with our fans except for what they're giving us on social media. So it's just, it's a lot of you thinking that you're doing something wrong. Which I think a lot of people are feeling like in this pandemic in one way or another. But for us, that's how we're feeling it. And just kind of trying to do everything that we can to continue to get better. I mean, we've written a ton of different songs, and I don't know which ones of them we're going to end up using, but you know, we've done that tirelessly, and we've also, you know, been social media. I mean, that was something that we were, you know, kind of uncomfortable with a lot, you know, earlier in our careers. And I feel like this has kind of really forced us to kind of put that head on. Yeah. Improve on that. Because
Why is that?
Because this is the only way that you can, you know, interact with your fans. You have to be on social media right now, or else you won't see them. You know, they aren't going to see you if you aren't on social media.
They'll just forget about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. I don't know. I think we felt, I don't know. I mean, I think that's always just something that we felt a little weird, like filming ourselves maybe for social media and stuff like that. And, you know, that's just something you have to get used to. And the only way to practice is just to get in front of the camera and keep doing it. And it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, if you think it's crappy, I mean, you got to start somewhere. And mm-hmm. So the only way to do that is by practicing, no matter what that looks like. You know, if, like I said, you know, we might think, oh, that's really bad looking back on something we did 2 months ago, but it was better than doing nothing. And so we've just been trying to kind of keep moving on up in, you know, what we do with our social media and how we interact with everybody and how we think about it ourselves, you know, what expectations we have of ourselves and of the band.
So this would be a good time for you to mention the various social media platforms. If anybody's interested in listening to more of your stuff, where can they find it?
Yeah, well, they can find us on Instagram under the name Cousin Simple, all one word. They can find us on Twitter under Cousin Simple. Cousin Simple underscore. And then we're on Facebook as Cousin Simple. We're on YouTube as Cousin Simple.
TikTok. What else?
TikTok, Cousin TikTok. Simple. I'm trying to think what else we're on here.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, wait, okay, we got to connect after this then.
Yeah, we're also on chess.com.
Wait, chess. For real? What's the ELO?
Oh, the ELO is trash, bro.
It's not good.
The ELO is like 700.
We're improving. I said we were improving. This is one of the things on our to-do list.
Hey, we're process-oriented, not results-oriented.
Yeah,
that's right.
We just got to quit doing the French opening. It's not working. It's not
working. The Schulz-Mueller gambit.
Okay, so I'm really curious to hear, during this past year, because you haven't been able to do live shows, I imagine that's a very big part of what you would describe as like the activities of the band just being taken away. So how have you been redirecting the time that you would be spending doing that stuff into other aspects of the band? Or has it been going to the band, or has it been going to other stuff?
We've been trying to do as much for the band as we can now. And I think just writing songs and recording demos is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. In the last year,
a lot of energy towards you know, making the new songs, like we were talking about. We've been in the studio a lot,
social media
more so, yeah, and then doing things for social media, like, okay, we're gonna get together and we're gonna do this cover that we all like, and we're gonna take a video of it so we can post that. Mm-hmm. And thinking about what we're doing in the future with that. Mm-hmm. A lot of too, just kind of taking this time to like hone, you know, what our brand is, you know, what we want people to think of when they think of our band. You know, we spend a lot of time doing, you know, like mood boards and things like that. You know, what really inspires us, not just other, you know, musicians, but like, you know, art. What do we really like that we see, mm-hmm. that we can incorporate into our idea of who we are.
Talk about the music videos too. We've been doing more music videos, which before COVID, we didn't really, you know, do music videos that off. I think we had one or two, but we've been spending a lot more time working with these great guys. They're called D5 Productions, and pretty much our friends, and they've been helping us. We've been working with them and trying to get more videos out. We've got a new one for We Know and Boy Girl that are both out on YouTube already, and we're making more.
Yeah, so I think we'll close out the interview pretty soon, but since you mentioned it, I am curious, what are some of your more modern musical inspirations?
Yeah. I don't know if I just want to go around. I mean,
yeah, I'll say a few. For the whole band, Two Door Cinema Club has definitely been a big influence on us. Our favorite show ever, it was when we all saw them outside at Express Live in Columbus. It was just this awesome show. We all knew every word to every song, and I think they've been a huge inspiration musically and also stylistically
Just what it means to like be in a band. Like, I feel like we just love like the dynamic those guys have, and just
it's
like,
just three of those guys as well. They don't have a drummer either, so it's kind of mirroring us too a little bit.
And then I mean, really like Bleachers. I think they're really awesome. What Jack Antonoff does is, I think, nothing short of genius, and he's got his fingers in everything. I think that's a great example of that. You can do multiple things and be good at all of them and have them still sound like you all at the same time. I think also Catfish and the Bottlemen is fantastic. When we first started playing, I would watch videos of Van McCann, their frontman, and how he plays with the guitar and how he makes it almost look like it's like a dance partner. He doesn't look like it's something that hinders him to having to, you know, be stuck in one place the whole time. He uses it as an accessory in how he plays and what he does on stage. And I think that is so important, because I feel like, you know, if you're boring to look at, then, you know, might as well just listen to it on headphones at home. You know, it's part of the show. I know those are some of mine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really into like Dayglow right now and some more like indie stuff.
The Strokes,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we learned how to play guitar on. I mean, Ryan probably listened to that first album of The Strokes.
Such a good album.
I would say, yeah. I would say upwards of 50 times, I would say, give or take. Yeah,
definitely.
So.
Cage the Elephant, too. Melophobia.
So good.
Coldplay. It's funny, we get compared to Cage the Elephant all the time, just because I think we're you just like short, yeah, shorter guys that like like to go crazy on stage. I think we sound different than them. I think it's just kind of, you know, a comparison just on our stage presence sometimes, but I don't know. They're a lot of fun too.
Yeah, he goes nuts during live shows.
I'll have to check out a video. Yeah. You guys send me a clip or something?
Yeah. Oh, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do just want to say it has been delightful having you guys on the show, and I'm very, very excited to see what you guys are going to do next after, you know, thankfully this whole pandemic thing is resolved.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Diego. It's been a blast talking with you.
Any parting words you want to say? Nobody ever has any parting words, but...
Keep it on. Got to dance through the storm, all right? It's not about avoiding the rain. Just got to dance through the storm. So that's how it goes.
Yeah. Grab it like you stole it.
Yeah, that's the mantra.
That is.
Cousin Simple, take care. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Diego. Thank you.
So long, guys. I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. We're going to cap our interview with Cousin Simple by playing one of their songs. This one, sadly not a live version, but this is their song Honeybee. And then you can also find this and their other songs on Spotify.
Said to have
So that is going to do it for our show today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and looking forward to next week with more content for you guys. Going to close things out with Mr. Tambourine Man, covered by the Byrds, originally written by Bob Dylan. But I got nothing else for you. See you next week.
Swirling ship, all my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancings, fill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy yet, there ain't no place I'm going. Jingle jangle.